know, she would take flowers. I used to take flowers, say.
Yep. Yeah, ours are just like that, with embroidery in the corner. Matt made them for us.
Yeah.
One says Monday, one says Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're pretty little things.
Oh, yeah, and he's quite a lot.
They really brighten things up.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have anything out in the yard that you can put a hose on if you want to water your garden?
Yeah, yeah, we've got, you know, a faucet on the side of the house is here. Uh-huh. We didn't in the early days, but we have now.
Uh-huh. What would you call one of those if it was out in the yard and it stuck up?
Well, they kind of call that a... Oh, I know what you mean. It ain't very many of them around, you know. They're mostly in towns.
Mm-hmm.
They call them, I know, but I can't call the name. You know, they've got them around town. You know, they have flower beds around them, uh-huh. Things like that. They kind of spray, like.
Uh-huh.
They kind of spray the flowers. They just call them spray news. I don't know.
How'd you get your sugar here?
We have to buy that.
Well, did you get it in barrels or?
No, we get it in sacks. Yeah, sugar sacks.
Were these cloth or were they?
Yeah, they used to be cloth. And cloth sacks used to get them. And some paper sacks too. They used to weigh up so much sugar, you know.
Uh-huh.
In paper sacks.
Uh-huh. If you went in with a nickel for candy, what did you get that in?
Yeah, a little paper sack.
Uh-huh. And if you bought 100 pounds of feed?
Well, that was in sacks. Cloth sacks.
Uh-huh. Those old brown ones?
Yeah. Yeah, I call them, they used to call that, them sacks, toe sacks, or something. Let's see. You didn't call them cloth sacks, you call them, they had a different name yet than that.
Mm-hmm. Burlap sacks?
Burlap. Now that's good, burlap. Yeah. We used a lot of them yet, burlaps.
Did you get anything in barrels?
Oh, it used to be a lot of stuff in barrels in early days, you know. So much of the stuff we got in barrels.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, you used to even put a lot of feed in barrels. Buy feed, you used to get them in
barrels.
Is
that right?
Yeah, 3 bushel barrels, you know, feed and things, you know.
Huh.
Used to have a lot of barrels full of salt. You used to have it in bulk in early days.
Uh-huh. Boy, that was certainly a cheap way to get it, wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you call the thing in that lamp over there that gives you the light?
Bulb. Light bulb.
Gee, those are dandy, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are.
Man, you flip that switch and there it is.
Man, now look at this and here, I got an extra big bulb. It's dark, you can see it. It's
bright.
Light.
Man, alive.
Man, that light, that really throws a light.
Yeah. We've had trouble at Stillwater with the electricity. Maybe you read about it. Our plant went out.
I've been out here in the news. You know, we get plenty of things happens in WKY in the city.
Well, it was dismal. One of the hottest days, and they wouldn't let the merchants in town have their air conditioning on.
Yeah.
And then at night, we didn't have any electricity. See, it was up, in the 90s, high 90s, and very humid. Then it got up in the hundreds. Same thing. Boy, oh boy. I don't care for much of that. And it was off and on for about 3 days, and it flew in apart from Milwaukee or something. About a week later, it was off again.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a new man in charge of the power plant.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, what would, if you sent somebody out for some wood, if you wanted him to bring in as much as he could carry in his arms, what would you tell him to bring in?
How do you say that? Thank you, Jack. Jack, go out and bring me an armful of wood for the stove. That's what I'd tell him.
Uh-huh.
Go out and bring me an armful of wood.
And if you wanted him to go out, let's say you were sending